everyone, I'm Ira.
And I am Monique.
Today we will be discussing two books which we have read recently. I chose to read In Order to Live by Park Yeon-mi, which is about a North Korean girl who struggles to escape North Korea and flee to South Korea. On the journey, Yeon-mi is separated from her family and struggles to keep going. On the other hand, Monique chose to read something completely different.
I chose to read the well-known book Mali and Me by John Grogan. Some of you may know about this book, but for those who don't, it's about a newlywed couple who get a dog and turns out to be very irritating. Today, the main topic we are going to focus on is how non-fiction texts can help us learn about the lives and values of others.
Yeon-mi believes in freedom and equality. After escaping North Korea, she is no longer oppressed under North Korean regime. Yeon-mi believes everyone should be treated with respect and allowed basic human rights such as freedom of speech and freedom from cruelty.
Contrasting the book Ira chose to read, mine has some more simple values, but still very important. I see the most important values in this book as love, family, and perseverance. These values may not seem like much, but in the end, they are some of the most significant values in our life, don't you think?
Yeah, I would value these highly.
The main character, John, marries a woman named Jennifer, and that's where their story begins. John values their love very much, but isn't ready to start a family. So instead, he decides to get them a dog to learn what it is like to care for another thing.
What was the dog like?
The dog was a Labrador named Marley, but he ended up being very naughty. He would always rip up furniture and run away from his owners. Although, despite all this, John and Jennifer still loved him with all their heart. No matter how mischievous he was, they would always persevere to keep him as trained as they could. They didn't mind if he drove their friends away. Marley was theirs and he would be forever.
That's so nice.
This dedication towards their family and love is seen clearly through lots of scenes throughout the autobiography. Firstly, when Marley failed puppy school, John and Jennifer didn't give up on him. Through that whole time, they had faith that he would be good again. They ended up having children named Connor, Patrick, and Colleen, and even after they tried to train him, Marley was still naughty. Although, this didn't make any of them love him any less. Even though Marley was a handful, they cared for him whenever he needed it and always took him to vets constantly for checkups. They couldn't have been sadder in the end when he unfortunately didn't make it. I know it affected me nearly as much as John and Jennifer.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'm sure you agree with me and say that these values are very important. They are evident in many of people's lives, and I'm sure lots of people would value themselves deeply. I know I value them deeply, and everyone in my family would as well.
I know I do. These values should be important to everyone. Just like in the book I read, family was an important value. It just goes to show how such different people with different lives can value the same things in different ways. In Order to Live demonstrates strong values of resilience and family. Yeon-mi must show resilience when escaping North Korea and when she's in China as a victim of sexual abuse. Yeon-mi had to stay strong and hope to find a way to reunite with her family. When crossing the border, the Chinese trafficker wanted to have sex with Yeon-mi, but wanting to protect her mother offered herself up to him and was raped in front of Yeon-mi. Both Yeon-mi and her mother never gave up looking for Eun-mi, Park's sister. Even in dire situations, they always think of one another.
Did they end up finding her?
After making it to South Korea, Yeon-mi reunited with Eun-mi, but she still struggled to fit into society as her highest level of education was at a grade 3 standard. But she was 18. Yeon-mi persevered and showed resilience even when she had to study and work at the same time. I recommend my book to older teens as it shows how lucky we are to live in a safe and free country.
I highly recommend my book for young adults who value their family as they can relate to it as well. That's all for today. Hope you enjoyed it.